Well, now we're going to leave the theoretical part of programming, that is the structured programming theory that says you don't have to do any go-tos or any branching of any kind, and we're going to be practical. Yeah, theoretically, you can write a program that doesn't need any branching whatsoever, and it will do whatever you need to do. But to do that, you got to create all of these Boolean flags to control your loops, and you've got to check them, and sometimes it's clearer in your code just to say, go here. Of course, we want to do that in a controlled fashion. Using GoTo is something that should rarely be used. But there are some special types of branching that aren't that uncommon. One, for example, is to get out of a loop. Suppose you have a loop, and in the middle of it, you say, oops, I'm done, we're out of here. Well, what you want to do is just say so. You want to say, I'm done, I want out of this loop. Well, that's what break does. The semantics of break is it will exit the innermost enclosing loop or switch statement. So if you're in a switch statement, the break will just get you out of the switch statement, not the loop. And that's actually a reason for using a go-to. If you have a switch inside of a loop and all of a sudden you want to get all the way out of that loop, well, a break won't do it because a break will exit the switch if you're in one. But if you're not inside of a switch and you're just inside of a loop, then break is just what you want. It'll get out of that loop and go to the next statement after your loop. Continue is borrowed from Fortran. What that does is it cycles on a loop. So if you're in the middle of a loop and you say, oh, I don't really need to execute the rest of these statements, I just want to iterate on my loop, well, continue will do that. And what it will do is it will go to the test for that loop and perform it, and if it's supposed to keep going, it'll keep going just like normal. Well, for those cases where you do need to do something unusual, like the case I just mentioned of a switch within a loop, then you do have a go-to. And the way that works is you have to put a label in your program. A label is just an identifier, like a variable, followed by a colon. And later on, when you need to go to that point, you just say go to and then the name of that identifier without the colon, and it goes right there. Now, I'm not going to show you an example of that because, of course, well, we're supposed to discourage use of go to. And as I said, in Java, it doesn't even exist, and so I'm not going to say anything more about go to. But there is an example of break and continue with loops on the next slide.